A sample of a Sifter audiobook, The Investor by Tero Pustinen, read by Jonathan Guy Lewis. Chapter 1. The Supernova. Astronomers had been talking about strange things happening in the constellation Orion for a while. Betelgeuse had started behaving strangely. Measurements suggested that there might be a massive explosion on the way. Betelgeuse is one of the brightest stars visible from Earth. A red supergiant that burns more than 9,000 times more intensely than our own sun. If Betelgeuse was moved to the center of our solar system, its outer edge would reach into the space between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. Betelgeuse has loads of fuel, but it also consumes energy quickly. That's why it has always been so bright. But now it's dimming. Or it was. Astronomers' observations include an insurmountable delay. The constellation of Orion is more than 600 light-years away. Were we entering a dimmer stage after which the red giant would return to its former glory? Was this a natural cycle? An astronomical dip before a rebound? Or perhaps the prelude to a spectacular collapse? The laws of physics dictate the life cycle of stars. The heat and radiation of nuclear reactions create tremendous pressure, which ejects matter outwards from the core, while gravity simultaneously sucks everything inwards. This delicate balance holds the plasma ball together. But as the fuel is expended, the nuclear reactions slow, and the star dims. When gravity finally wins, the core of the star collapses and the gas ball explodes into a supernova. Soon we'll see what will happen to Betelgeuse. But soon, in astronomy, is on a different scale to in the lives of the residents of planet Earth. Astronomical soon may mean 10,000 or 100,000 years. However, we know one thing for sure. In this universe, nothing is permanent except for change. Betelgeuse may have already exploded, or its doomsday may still be approaching. But when it finally arrives, one of the greatest light shows of all time will grace the skies of Earth. Whoever is living here then will have the opportunity to watch an apocalypse from a safe distance.